Welcome to North Valley Friends Devotional Podcast for November 6th, 2020. Today we'll be reading from Mark 12, verses 29 through 31, and from Thomas Kelly. Jesus answered, "The most important one says, 'People of Israel, you have only one Lord and God. You must love him with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength.' The second most important commandment says, 'Love others as much as you love yourself.' No other commandment is more important than these." I think it is clear that I am talking about a revolutionary way of living. Spirituality isn't something to be added to our duties and thus make our lives yet more complex. The life with God is the center of life, and all else is remodeled and integrated by it. It gives us the singleness of I. The most important thing is not to be perpetually passing out cups of cold water to a thirsty world. We can get so fearfully busy trying to carry out the second commandment, "Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself," that we are underdeveloped in our devoted love to God. Thomas Kelly. The balance of loving God and loving neighbor is difficult. There are many places in Scripture that suggest that the tangible outcome of loving God is our expression of love for neighbor. From Jesus to Paul to John, who all build on the prophet's witness, these are not separate endeavors, and if we're not loving our neighbors, we're not right with God. That said, even as these are in many ways indivisible commands, the second of them, loving our neighbors, flows out of the first. If we are committed to loving God, be attentive to God, being centered in God, and having our lives remodeled and integrated by the love of God, then love of neighbor will follow. If we flip these two commandments, we are attempting a monumental task without a centeredness or direction. Which neighbor are we called to love? Where do we put our energy? If we regard faithfulness as solving the world's problems, we will only deplete and discourage ourselves. The world is too full of injustice, violence, grief, and despair for us to solve it all. More to the point, we're not called to resolve any of this on our own. We're called to love God with our whole beings, and in doing so, be remade and refocused. If we do this, we will work out of a new paradigm, a paradigm that affirms that God is in control, a paradigm that aligns with God's intention to remake the world in love, but a paradigm that centers on God as God. When we see our neighbors suffering, when we see oppression, injustice, disregard for dignity, and dehumanization, we rightly want to rectify these situations. Yet we know that our finite abilities will not fix it all, even if we are diligent and dedicated. We must trust that we are called to act in faithfulness and seek that faithfulness as the key to our ability to contribute. This is not an excuse for inaction. Indeed, what God calls us to is often more than we could have conceived of ourselves. Part of the difficult balance of loving God and loving neighbor is to not use piety or introspection as a facade for truly loving God. Loving God inherently means the releasing of self and inevitably the engagement of loving neighbor. It's easy to see distortions in our current cultural setting. We are quick to assume what loving neighbor must mean and adopt politics or join movements that begin to work on their own assumptions rather than on continued faithfulness. The divisiveness in the name of justice or even in the name of God often does not reflect true love for our neighbors, and particularly not Jesus' directive to love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. In the midst of our conflict and division, it is more pressing than ever to have a fully developed faithful love for God, a love that can form and direct us to the second half of the commandment, to love our neighbors as ourselves. Some questions for today. Can you describe your journey with God as the center of life and all else is remodeled and integrated by it? How is God calling you to love God more deeply? How is God calling you to love your neighbor?